What's going on, Paisanos? V here, coming at you guys. Well, I guess we're another podcast. Now, you probably saw the title of this podcast and you said, oh, V, talking about Magic the Gathering. But I actually have something I really want to throw out today because I'm very confident Magic the Gathering is going, we always knew it was going to go full digital, but it's going to make you get a number one card game. And in this podcast, I want to get over that. I want to show you why I think that. I'm going to go over why do I think that they're going the wrong way, Wizards of the Coast. And Yu-Gi-Oh! Konami is going the right way. Albeit the fact that they said then there's going to be no Yu-Gi-Oh! Events for the end of the month. Mistake on their part. Nevertheless, the greater good is always hosting Yu-Gi-Oh! Events at locals and promoting those locals. Okay, so let's get down right to it. First of all, I just want to say the biggest thing about Wizards of the Coast is how the fact that they're shooting themselves right in the foot on purpose. What I mean by that is, they said they're doing zero Magic the Gathering events, physical ones. So you gotta realize, you got locals, you got the PTQs, you got the higher scale events, you got all these things popping that normally do pop that are not anymore. So that means the incentive for players to go ahead and buy physical cards is not there beyond locals. Whenever locals does open up, which some are not. Nevertheless, there's no incentive. There might be incentive to draft Magic, but I mean, come on. That's it. That's all there is. The real incentive, the real thing to get everybody excited about is going and playing. And the carrot on the stick is playing in the big leagues. Playing from the big tournaments. Playing with the big game. And you can't do it anymore with Magic the Gathering. But if you play Magic the Gathering online, the online arena app, oh, then you're good to go. You can play it. There you go. Here it is. See what they did there? They took their own player base, and in Wizards of the Coast fashion, they cycled their own players to do what they want them to do, which is play on the Magic the Gathering arena app. An app in which you cannot trade cards, you can only buy cards. An app in which is full profit for that company, because they're not selling you any physical thing, they're selling digital. So they're making good money, and then they'll give you prizes in digital. So there you go, that's your carrot on the stick. So what's happening? Well, nobody's really going and buying Magic the Gathering cards, this is no incentive. As much as the Magic the Gathering content creators will tell you, oh my god, the game is booming, oh guys, you guys... Oh, the game is doing so good. There's so many players. It's so crazy. I'm crying. I'm so happy. As much as they'll probably lie to you and say that. Some might tell you the truth, but those will lie to you and tell you that. The reality of the situation is Magic the Gathering has gone full digital, and they're leaving behind the standard players. And that's important to know. People will go, wait a minute, V. They have a big commander. Oh, it's commander's doing great, V. Okay. Commander's not making local that much money. I don't give a fuck what kind of commander your locals is running. I will guarantee you, standard's the money. It's a carrot on the stick. Players have to always keep buying product. So locals are going to make money off that. Players that will always be playing in tournaments with that new product they're going to buy. Obviously, you've got something new. You want to use it. So there goes that. Players get excited about it, and they bring other players. With commander, it's hard to get random people to join in commander. It's easy to get random people to learn Magic the Gathering. This is because when they was pushing for Magic, they shifted the way they did that. They shifted their whole goal. They were like, what we're going to do is we're going to get the players in teaching them, and we're going to provide stores with these great kits. And I still have them, by the way. Stores, they gave stores playmats, deck boxes, decks. I mean, beautiful things. Well, now that it's going digital, you can do that all online, and you're left with commander players that are telling you how amazing commander is because they spend about $3,000 in a deck, and they don't want to like fucking assholes. They don't want to like fucking morons. So, like, commander's doing insanely good. Oh, God, man. Commander is so good. Yeah, if I spent $4,000 a fucking deck, I'd be talking how good it is, too. Asshole. Like, gosh, shut the fuck up. but once again, going back to it, guys, standard is the heart and soul match of the gathering, and that's what they're turning into online. So, what's happening here? Well, that's one thing. Number two, Wizards of the Coast has their box toppers, which is to be the exclusive thing for stores. They get to collect these things, and stores can go ahead and turn around and sell it to the players or give them the players as prizes when players buy a certain amount of product. Well, guess what? Wizards of the Coast will sell you those cards Recently, they had the Godzilla fan base kind of cars that were were released with a car Ikoria. I can't even say the name right. And it looked good. I mean, I was like, God damn, I might buy this myself. And then Wizards was like, wait a minute, hold on. You can buy from stores, but we're Wizards of the Coast, so we're gonna fuck our own stores. Or you can buy from us directly on Hasbro's website. Players are like, okay, I'll just do that, I guess. Yeah, I'm gonna give you some islands and they're Japanese, because it's got little Japanese. You're gonna like it up. And yeah, no, that basically happened. So let me go back to the beginning of this. Why do I believe that Magic Gathering will be falling off to you? So TCG Play, if you don't guys don't know, you go on the website TCGplay.com. Top left, Magic the Gathering. Next to that is Yu-Gi-Oh! Next to that is Pokemon. That's not done on accident, that's done on purpose, because that's the highest selling game. They made the link easier and closer to the person who is da 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 going to luckily buy from the from these. What we're gonna see, especially this year, no doubt in my mind, is players not buy from Magic the Gathering as much, but players still buy from Yu-Gi-Oh! Why? Because Konami's not canceling all events. Pokemon has canceled the majority of their events. Magic Gathering has canceled all their events. Yu-Gi-Oh! Has postponed their events to the end of June. And some players are like, thank you, Konami. Most players are like, Konami, those doors better, you better find a way to support your locals because the locals doors are still opening for Yu-Gi-Oh! And Yu-Gi-Oh! Players want to go and play. Okay? And Konami definitely needs to, they owe it to the player base. They owe it to the players to open those doors up. Once again, I'm not sure if you heard in the beginning of the podcast. I'm in fucking Georgia and everything's open. It's good. It feels great. I'm still driving down. I'm on the way to Florida, but it feels really good. And I'm telling you right now, this is how it should always be. I'm smoking my cigarette. Worst podcast ever. My most unprofessional podcast. Anyway, this is how it should be. And I think that once again, you look looking at it, the minute we get a couple of states that just open up, eventually, stay nearby. We'll go, hey, bro, how's it going? Oh, man, it's going great. We open up, we got a boom. Everything's actually pretty cool. Oh, okay. Yeah, it sounds pretty good. It sounds like a good time. And then they open up, and then they open up, and then they open up. But you can't stay closed for months. It's just, you can't tell businesses, hey, listen, give me a favor, pay overhead for the next 6 months, but not have zero customers. Some people are like, well, V, stores can sell online. Well, sure, that might work if you're a fucking idiot. Stores aren't made to only sell online. Well, selling online is part of the store's business plan, but in the end of the day, the stores need customers, not fucking selling online. Anyone tells you a store can sell online, that's how they're gonna make their money, is a fucking moron. They have no facts, no information. They don't know how to run a car store. I own the car store. They don't know how to do anything. All they know how to do is make excuses and have fear of a virus because the TV tells them you're gonna die from the virus. It's gonna come for you and kill you and fucking rape your mother. Like that's not how that works, bro. Okay? Do some research. I'm telling you guys. When I am, and the thing is, like I said, I feel like a lot of people are just, scared for no reason because the TV tells them to. But realistically, I'm telling you right now, I'm in Georgia. People are driving up. People are riding bicycles. It's normality. Okay? That's what that is. We have protests and riots going on in New York, but yet nobody's getting sick. Don't you ever feel like, wait a minute, that makes no fucking sense. Don't you, anyone? Anyway, going back to it. Magic the Gathering is definitely going to be a game that's going to be falling off. You'll see some little kitchen table Magic the Gathering, little fun side thing. And people go, kitchen table Magic will last forever. No, it will not. No, it will fucking not. The answer is very simple. My best friend, actually, his father plays a card game with him. I actually bought the card game. And my best friend's father told me, I remember years ago, he goes, when I was younger, everyone played this. Everyone knew how to play. I forgot the name of the game, man. Italian game, Scabaccio or some shit like that. Anyway, he goes, everyone knew how to play this. And I go, how many people still play this? Phil, this is his name. He goes, oh, no, just me and my son, me and Michael. That's going to be Magic the Gathering. You'll get pockets of people that know how to play the card game, but it's not going to be dominant of what was once form of glory. And if you think it is still going to be dominant, well, all you gotta do is get a scuba suit and go on the water and look at the fucking Titanic. That's a harsh realization of something that was meant to be forever, but it's not. It's definitely not. It's not even a shadow of its former self. because it's degrading every year. But that's literally what's going to happen with Magic as Magic Gathering continues to go online digital and pull away from physical. It's going to be nothing. And that's the reality of the situation. Turn it on to Yu-Gi-Oh! Well, once Konami stops being a bunch of pussies and starts, you know, supporting sanctioned tournaments, that's all you gotta do. Support sanctioned tournaments. It's fucking simple. It's gonna happen anyway. Without your support, it's gonna happen. And without your support, and it happens, people look at you like you're an asshole, and they should, Konami, because you guys aren't doing your job supporting remote dueling. We know how to do remote dueling, Konami. It's called fucking Skype. It's been out since, that technology's been out since 2004. Okay? You're acting like we're fucking a bunch of babies. Remote dueling? Who's that guy? Give that guy a raise. Are you gonna mail me a shitty playmat? Two promos that aren't even good in competitive Yu-Gi-Oh? Ugh. They're not even good in GOATs? Oh my god, Konami. Please. Two drops of cum came out. Like, it's just not intelligent business-wise. It's not intelligent as a company. And it's not morally right for those Yu-Gi-Oh players who are going to locals because they don't really have nothing to do in their life because their job might have them on furlough. And this is their only way out of actually doing something in their life. And you're not allowing them to actually have sanctioned events. So that's my gripe with Konami as far as that, I gotta say. But I also gotta say that, you know, their standpoint is they don't want no one getting sick playing the card game. And it's an honorable standpoint until you realize the whole economics of the situation. Locals gotta still stay open. Players are still gonna be going to locals that gotta still stay open. It's going to happen. So since we have something that's inevitable, why not allow it to, those players at least to have a chance of getting sanctioned? Anyway. I know I'm jumping around a lot, and I apologize about this, but I have so much in my head. I want to talk about the card game sphere. What we also have, and what we also see, is Pokemon having their online regionals on the Pokemon app they have, which is a phenomenal app, mind you. It really is. Pokemon TCG app is phenomenal. Because I was like, play Duel Links. Fuck you. You play that bag of shit. I open the Duel Links app, there's like 20 minutes of fucking ads. Stupid, useless ads. Like, Duel Links makes it like I got Alzheimer's. They're like, here, look at that. This is a card game, mind you. Yeah, here's a card. Here's a card game, mind you. It's like, fuck you, Konami. And then I play on Link Evolution. You mean that game that you don't support on the Nintendo Switch? The game that's just trash on the Nintendo Switch that still has a bunch of cards, but not the full card library? That's the game. That one right there. Doesn't have an actual online tournament setup, which should have been done by Konami a long time ago, but it just doesn't have it by proxy. That bag of shit? Nah, I'm good. I'm gonna play fucking cards with my dog. Then play on my Nintendo Switch. A game that's just... Like, once you play it through and beat everything, it's just repetitive. You can play online, I guess, but the meta isn't regular meta because you don't have the full card pool. You don't even have the advanced card pool, the new stuff. But, you know. Bless their hearts for they are retarded. And this is what they say to play. This is what they say for us to do. Play Duel Links, okay? Or play that. It's like, or play remote duels, which is just, like I said, a joke on a good day. But hopefully Konami returns to normality. They're the last company out of the big three that has an opportunity to return to normality and be the first company to start promoting their stores with them taking the biggest hit out of this whole pandemic. Okay? You can say about, oh, wait, when people out there with the virus, sure. Name me one Yu-Gi-Oh player that you know. One Yu-Gi-Oh player that has the virus. Pokemon player? Magic the Gathering player? I'll tell you right now, I know a lot of players and a lot of card games. I don't know not one that has the virus. Not one. Isn't that weird to you? Does anyone else find that fucking odd at all? You know? A little fun fact about the virus. If you die right now, they're going to put it down as you die as COVID-19. You can Google that bitch and look it up. That's a fucking fact and a half. So when they go, America got 100,000 deaths. Really? Where are you putting all the bodies? 100,000 not a couple of people. It's a lot of bodies. What are you doing with them? You're instantly cremating them without their family knowing? Or with their family knowing 100,000 deaths, and even within our population? There should be a lot of people you should know that has this. I'm just saying the numbers are, you know, the people are definitely still dying from this virus. I'm not saying people aren't, but what I am saying is that number 100,000 is, and now it's like, what, 120,000? This is making up numbers? Now it's a gazillion thousand. More people are going to be fucking dead from the virus than ever lived on planet Earth. And then the TV's going to be like, yeah, look at that. Ain't that crazy? Ain't that crazy? Fucking aliens dying from the virus. We haven't even met them yet. We just know they're dying. It's like, dude, when are people going to turn in the news and go, okay, you're just lying to us. That's fine. It's nothing new. You've always been lying, but this is, I mean, egregious lying, so we're just going to move on. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Looking at Pokemon, they suspended all their events. Magic guys suspended all their events. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is the last bastion of actual card play, and locals need that. They need that badly. If not given to locals, if Konami doesn't promote the locals, we're already going to see an exponential amount of locals close. That's a fact. That's a fact. We can't avoid that. Just being honest with you guys. If you don't think a lot of locals are closed, you're out of your mind. If you don't think a lot of locals are closed, then you think the virus kills that many people. Like, a lot of locals are going to be closing. Comic stores are in dire straits. They are hurting. Because companies are telling comic shops to buy comic books that were available only during the pandemic. Where people were locked at home. And people locked at home probably already have access to comics through apps like Comicology. So, comic stores are definitely going to be closing. Magic Gathering shops definitely gonna be closing. I don't know any specific Pokemon shop predominantly, but Yu-Gi-Oh car shops, I think they're still gonna be good because you can run Onyx and Yu-Gi-Oh and players will still enjoy it. But you're going to need that push from Konami, a new OTS pack, even though it's trash. Lost Arts promos. Konami's saying, hey, listen, we're gonna endorse your tournaments. We need that cooperation. And maybe I'm the only one saying this, but then again, I was the only one in the beginning of this pandemic saying, this is a pandemic and we're going to have lockdowns. And now I'm telling you right now, again, probably the only one saying that this isn't that bad and people need to return to their lives to normality. And people look at me like I'm crazy now, but they also look at me like I was crazy when I said be careful about this pandemic because it could be really bad. And that's the fact of the matter. Anyway, Pazanos, I really appreciate you guys listening to this podcast. I got to get back in my car. My wife and my kids are eating in the car. And they're just about done. I'm about to get back in the car and drive about 7 more hours. I'll be at this. We went to like a spot for like a week, so I'm gonna drive there, do that, and oh god, man, stay safe, stay smart, more importantly than anything else, and let's keep an eye out because it won't be too long before TCG Player and many other businesses take that Magic Gathering symbol, push it to the right, and Yu-Gi-Oh gets pushed to the left. It's not going to be that long at all. People would be shocked. People would be like, oh my god, I couldn't see this happen. I'll tell you right now, someone's been involved in all three card games. I saw it happen a mile away. And it's going to happen, and it's going to be a day where even Pokemon's going to surpass Magic the Gathering. You got to realize, Magic the Gathering says they're the biggest card game because they have the biggest amount of registered players. They're counting their player base from 1992. And they're never taking numbers off. They're only adding numbers on. They won't show you the active players. They'll only show you registered. Konami only goes by registered players, because that's how the Japanese work it. Don't know about Pokemon, but Konami only shows you registered players. They don't show you Konami only shows you active players. They don't show you registered players. I know for a fact that store owner, they send out the PDFs. You send in what's in the code in, has all the names on it. It's all there. So, that's in between Yu-Gi-Oh! And Magic the Gathering. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is a little bit more honest as far as the players, and that's why they're second. And Magic the Gathering is a total lie, and that's where they're first. Ultimately, the line only lasts so long, and TCG Player will see the sales, the analytics, they have the numbers, and they're going to push Magic to the side. It's going to happen because the game is dying by its own self, because the company wants it to, so they can promote it online. Because the company makes more money when a game's done online than physical Magic, and that's a fucking fact. Paisanos, I really appreciate you guys watching my videos. Please make sure to, my podcast I'm at? Please make sure to check out my YouTube channel, YGO Paisanos. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you play Magic Gathering and you saw this and you're really upset, you should be. I'd be fuming if I was you. Because your company is pushing you out. And forcing you to do digital so they can make more money off you. It's kind of fucked up. Anyway, I appreciate you guys listening. Thank you so much. I'll have another podcast coming out soon. And you guys have a great day.